have to go further out in the field in the first five rows. Uh-huh. Now, if that five rows had been stripped, he had to drive on till he found a field that they hadn't used up the first five rows. They did that a lot. And so you'd see a great cavern of wagons are coming through, and whenever a night come, they usually try to find some water. And they'd look out there and see if there's a good field of grain for the horses. And they'd just get out and go out there and go to gathering your corn.
The first five rows.
First five rows, that was the law. And you couldn't say a word. But now if they got over that, they, which they did sometimes.
Yeah, I imagine.
And the ordinary farmer wouldn't kick. Now actually that's before that I can remember. You see, I was born here. My dad was here 2 years and a half before I was born. But that's what all the old timers, my dad and my uncles and my neighbors and old men friends talked at lunch. But that actually didn't happen in my time that I can remember, because I wasn't old enough.
Is that still a law, or has that been
repealed? No, I've been, that was under territorial days. And when Oklahoma became a state, you know when it became a state, 1907. Then we wrote our constitution and had our modern law. But I remember the little territorial days quite distinctly and different. See, we couldn't vote. Nobody allowed to vote.
That was a pretty dandy law.
It was a good law for the people coming through the country. They had to have something.
Yeah.
They had to have something to depend on.
And if you were going any place, of course, you could do the same thing, I guess.
Same thing. If you had horses, they had to be fed, you know. Now, the old, if your horse was in good shape, you could turn him out on his good grass overnight. But you know, a horse that's pulling a load needs grain in them.
Yeah.
And that's what they had to have that feed for. If they'd go in a certain place and take their team to go to working their land, they had to have grain and have those horses toughened up, you know. And so you're allowed to get that grain off that first five rows, any field, to make any difference where it was.
My goodness.
Yes.
You know, that would seem to account a great deal for the spirit that you help your fellow.
That's right.
Oh, we were talking about this rolling country. What happens down south of here? Is it still rolling there, or?
South of here? Actually, when you get south of Washita County, you get into Tywall County, and that's where the Wichita Mountains are. Of course, for miles and miles before you get to those mountains, the country levels out. And then the mountains rise out, abrupt right out of a level plateau.
It's the strangest thing, isn't it?
It does it, too. That's a strange thing to me. You never see a mountain out here in an old rough rolling country.
No.
You see a flat country, and the mountain just rise right out of the flat country. And that's what happens south of here. You can see that chain of mountains from here, right from my back door.
Is that right?
You can see them plain.
Oh, what is that down there?
About 50 miles.
Boy.
And you can see the mountains, but as I say, now after you get within 20 miles or 30 of those mountains, the country is flat and black, and stays that way till you get to the mountains, and in the mountains.
Yeah, I didn't notice it last night. Of course, it was dark, and I couldn't see. I just kept watching the lightning up here.
Yeah, this country right through here is. We'll have a few miles of black. I mean, of level country, and then you'll have. When you start east of Cordell, you have the first 5 miles here level, and then you get out here about 8 miles, you go up and down like that over the hills, and then you finally come to the river, Washita River. It's it's 8 miles east of here. That's where my farm is, the Washita River out there.
Is it up in the high ground or down toward the river more?
Right on the river. The river runs right through it.
What do you call that ground down there where the river is?
River bottom.
That's pretty good stuff, too, isn't
that's
it?
That's the best. That's ground, you see, it's built up. In other words, the overflows. We have a lot of overflow. It'll bring a sediment down, and you get the top soil over, all over the country, settles on your farm and stays there.
Yeah.
We've got soil down that's been built up 2 or 3 or 4 foot since I've been.
Well, I'll be darned.
Just washed it off of the hills, you know.
Just the best.
The very best. It's the top soil out of the country. Just comes in that river bottom, settles, you know. They call that the bottom.